Find your funny this week with a $20 improv drop-in class at the Second City Training Center in Chicago. Your first drop-in is on us. Use the code TESTDRIVE for a free improv drop-in any Sunday at 7 p.m. For more information, go to secondcity.com/TC or call 312-664-3959 to register. And now, back to the adventure.
Kai Abadite has lived an eclectic life. Sent at age 13 away by her parents to go train in the military, she has always been starved for family. She thought she might find it in the military, but found none there. She thought she might find it on the year she spent on a pirate ship, yet found none there. But there was a time, before Griana's Meats and More, that she thought she had found family. And that was at Bronze Enchanting Circus Spectacular. Kai had gone one day after leaving the Pirates Guild, wandered into town and saw the Traveling Circus Freak Show, where she remembered that this was in her blood. Her grandmother. Was this a sign from her? Underneath the circus tent, Kai saw a brilliant act. It was burlesque. A woman named Celia did it. She was one of the most experienced and one of the most well-known burlesque dancers, and a huge light of inspiration sparked in Kai's head. She believed her grandmother had guided her to the show so that she could discover her true purpose in life. She knew that she could do what those dancers did, but better. After all, burlesque was in her blood. After the show, she sought out Celia and talked to her about joining the ensemble. Celia was flattered by her compliments and intrigued by her freakish looks. Celia explained how they were looking for someone to replace her. Come back tomorrow with an act ready to go, and I'll get you an audition. Kai worked all night in front of her woodland animal friends on a killer routine and returned the next day to perform in front of Bron Claymer, the leader of the circus. He loved her act and decided to have her be a part of the ensemble's freakish burlesque dancers. Kai took on the name of Crystal Sickle and became a regular dancer. She did not get along with the other burlesque dancer, Trinity, who was involved with Bron, but she was also passively mean to Kai and rude and rarely ever spoke to her, so Kai had no other choice but to make friends with the freaks of the freaks of the freak show. Kai eventually did develop a romantic interest for Bron, but he was clearly not interested. But he was always nice to her. Every now and then, they shared heart-to-hearts that always kept Kai tied. And Kai wants you to know that he was also super hot. Kai thought that she had found her family. She didn't know that a better family was waiting for her in the shapes of Griana's Meats and More and all of its wonderful employees. Kai thought this was it. And it was. For a while. She loved Duncan, the half-goat singer known for incorporating goat sounds into his harmonies, or Danza and Carmella, the halfling conjoined twins who would do cartwheels around the arena. Andra, the fairy, who was the size of a hermit crab and liked playing magic tricks on the audience. Even Trinity sometimes felt like family. Kai has always been looking for friends, for family, for people to love and protect. And that's what made her such excellent prey.
It is, in no other words, a dark and stormy night that we find ourselves in. You guys are in the small town of Blackwater, one of the smaller portions of the province of Regaliaville.
Oh my god.
Yes. Yes. You are members of Bronze Enchanting Circus Spectacular. You've been in this town for maybe a few days. You move probably every four. And you are here, and you've stayed here, and you have been performing for the Fall Fest. It has been one of your biggest gigs to date. Last night, you spent most of your night celebrating, in fact, how much money you had earned. It has been one of your best earning towns in the last year. It's very nice. Everyone celebrated. The circus master, the ringmaster. Fuck, I don't know circus names. Thank you. The ringleader. Our good, good pal, Braun, bought you all around as his favorite employees. But that is not what we are dealing with now. What we are dealing with is a jail cell where you find yourselves. It is. Why do you look like you're in pain?
I want to know if I got my vape.
Oh, well, maybe after you introduce yourself, you can ask that question.
That was just my face.
Yeah, your vape face.
Just wondering.
You find yourselves in a jail cell. It looks to be underground. There's a window in each of your cells, but only at the very, very top of the building. And you can see it raining, and there's actually some water leaking in through those windows, some of it pouring down. There seems to be about a 2-inch layer of water at the very bottom of all of these cells. Now, who are you? A very important question to ask those who find themselves locked up like this on a day so dark. Well, first and foremost, we have Kai Appetite, a ex-soldier turned burlesque dancer. In the last years, you have been touring. Mm-hmm. But in the last few hours, things have gotten a little dark for you. Now, you have a great deal of love and trust in the people of Bronze. Traveling Circus Spectacular. Sorry, the full name being Bronze Enchanting Circus Spectacular. Sorry,
yeah, I got one of those adjectives wrong. Basically 95% of the people in there.
And who's that 5% that you don't trust?
Trinity.
And that is exactly who accused you of a heinous crime you have exactly nothing to do with.
Fucking bitch.
An hour ago, Kai Abadite and Danza and Carmella, no last name, it's a style choice,
were
arrested for the crime of thievery from Bronze Enchanting Circus Spectacular. The lockbox, which is always kept under Trinity's watchful eye, containing all the gold that you guys had gotten from the last few towns, some very important tools, artifacts, heirlooms from some of the higher-ups in the Enchanting Circus. It was stolen. And Trinity said that she saw the two of you at the crime.
The three of us?
I don't know. Do I count you as one?
Hey, I'm my own separate person. I'm not Carmella. I'm Danza.
Yeah.
I just want
I have
my
own hopes.
All right.
My own dreams.
And just really raking in how much I love this already. And you were promptly arrested with Danza and Carmella, and you were put into this jail cell. How are you dealing with this?
I'm so angry. I've punched a hole in the jail cell wall, and my knuckles are bleeding.
Go ahead and roll a d20. Whoa. Tell me what that looks like.
What do I add to that?
You add your strength.
Her strength as it is now? Okay.
Yeah, so I got a 10. So there's a little dent in the cement wall.
Her hand's broken. Yeah, there's a dent, but there's also a dent in your hand. What are your hit points regularly?
Right now they're 99.
All right, so you actually have 35 hit points. Jesus, okay. And you have just lost 3 of them.
God damn it.
Molly's happy to be back.
Yeah.
And so you're punching holes in walls.
I only really do it a couple times.
And then you kind of get the message.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I learn.
And then Danza and Carmella, your night went somewhat similarly. You were brought into the same room as Kai was, accused for the same crime, and you were arrested all at the same time. How are you guys taking being thrown into a cell unjustly?
I'm crying.
I'm wishing I had my vapes. I'm really sad about that.
Yeah, so I will mention that the guards did take everything from you, including your vapes.
My
I get anxious about my vape. I'm standing under the dripping water and letting it fall into my mouth.
And I'm trying to get away. I don't want water on me. I'm like, hey, stop.
Gotta stay hydrated.
I don't need this ceiling water.
So there's a bit of a struggle happening.
And then I do finger guns. Or one finger gun.
Yeah, you have. I will clarify that, Liz, you are the left hand.
Yes.
And Carmella is the right hand.
For those who are confused, they are conjoined twins.
Yes. Yeah. Carmella and Danza are the conjoined halfling affair that finds themselves doing cartwheels and handing out drinks during intermissions.
Specifically moon juice.
This is specifically
we hand out moon juice.
Specifically moon juice.
And what's your secret recipe for moon juice again?
So a little bit of vape juice in there.
Oh.
Yeah, we drop a little bit of
people keep buying it.
Leftover.
People buy it.
They're addicted to it.
Sorry, Molly, it's leftover moon juice?
Yes. Oh, yeah. And then some chicken soup broth.
Yeah. Broth?
Yeah, chicken broth.
Chicken broth.
It's new moon juice mixed with leftover moon juice mixed with a little bit of vape juice and some chicken broth.
Is it enchanted?
And of course, some love.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's enchanted.
A little bit of love.
The love everyone wants.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you are in separate jail cells, and you guys haven't had the opportunity to very much talk with each other, to very much exist with each other. But you are in cells, and you cannot see where the other one is. Kai, you look across the cell from you. You see a huddled figure in the very far corner with a cape pulled over his head. And he's just sort of curling up there, maybe shivering a bit. He's sitting in the water.
And we're in the same room?
You don't know.
Oh.
Because you haven't really spoken yet. Danza, Carmella, you are also in a cell, and you look across to the cell that you can, the only cell you can see across from you. It is empty. So, you're punching a wall, you're drinking some rainwater, after a second you guys hear the creaking of a very heavy-sounding door open, and then the hard slam of metal, and then you hear...
Whoa!
Hey!
Whoa!
Whoa!
And then you hear...
Dance and I are startled.
As someone comes down... Also metal sounding stairs. Danza, Carmella, you see a guard stop in front of your cell. He says, tall, probably around 6 foot, human, male, and he looks like a guard of some sort, dressed in the attire as such, very stern-looking face. He has sort of one eyebrow. It's all just sort of there, no personal grooming habits to be seen. And he steps in front of your cell and he says, "Halflings want some food, huh? Gonna make you jump for it." And then he holds the food out into your cell, but it's 6 feet up.
Okay, no, I'd rather starve to death.
You guys want some food tonight?
I'd rather have my vapes.
No vapes for people down here. Get the whole place crowded up. I'm not no idiot.
I'm sorry,
what?
And
you want your food or not?
Go wax your eyebrow. My goodness, so rude.
All right, no food for the dumb halflings. We'll see if you wisen up next time.
Can I hear any of this?
Yeah, you actually do hear it.
I go, hey, they're not dumb.
And then,
oh God,
and then
Kai, is that you?
Danza, Carmella, what's going on?
It was a really rude man trying to make us do tricks for dinner.
Well, yeah, hey, I don't really appreciate him.
Hey, can you come here for a second? You guard? Yeah.
Us? No, we can't. We're in a cell.
Give
me a minute.
And then the guard walks over and he steps in front of yours. He actually, with the other one, he got kind of like real up close to the bars. But on yours, he's maybe 2 feet away from the bars. He says, what?
I go up and I hold it and I go, why are you keeping us in here?
Obviously, you were found convicted.
Yeah, but we didn't do anything.
Yeah, we didn't
you
do
think
nothing.
You might not. Yeah. Nah, I don't know about them halflings there, but we were looking through your things, pending an investigation from... the mayor himself. And we're looking through your things. We found evidence.
What kind of evidence?
We found,
what are you talking about?
We found things that would have been in this lockbox of the dorky tramping and traveling circus. So it was pretty much a dead conviction. And lucky for you, this fall, Mayor's up in his stance on crime. So it's not just hands going off tomorrow, it's heads.
I, like, tighten the bars and I go, you come here. We didn't do anything. Look, we've been framed.
I can't come in there. There's a pair of bars separating us, if you haven't noticed, because I'm not a nasty, nasty crime boy.
I lean over to Danza and I say, what is he saying?
What'd you say, Molly?
I lean over to Danza and I go, I don't understand what he's saying.
Hey, Carmella, I wish I could tell you I knew. I really wish. Ever since he started dangling that meat, I don't really know what he wanted. I just heard, that's all I heard come out from his mouth. I don't know. I don't know.
I go, so what about our trial? I mean, that was clearly planted in my thing.
Clearly
I didn't
planted.
Do it.
I don't know what you think you're running around with, but the people that you're with can't rub your brains together enough to make a semi-decent thought. If you think someone's framing you, I don't know what to say. I think you're even dumber.
Where's Braun?
Oh, I think he's just drinking somewhere.
Could you go get him for me?
Get him for you? You think I am some sort of errand boy?
There's something.
I mean,
in this
you came down here to give us meat.
Ah, shut you
yeah,
fucking
you
freaks!
Brought us food. Can you bring me my dinner?
Please go and get Braun for me.
I
will make
hey.
Sure.
Why don't you just get out of
hey,
here?
Freaks.
That,
hey, freaks.
Hey, 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 hey. At least I don't have one fucking eyebrow.
Whoa, that's really loud in my dance, oh my.
No offense to other people who only have one eyebrow, but you're just a bad person. I don't know why I said person
hey,
like that, but
hey,
I did.
Hey, I will conveniently leave your cell door open, and I will let the hounds down here if I keep hearing your nonsense, you fucking freak. Now
Whoa.
You, I'm not no errand boy. I'm not gonna go get you your boyfriend.
Okay, well, first of all, he's not my fucking boyfriend. Second of all, don't give me that look.
I'll give
oh,
you whatever
please
look
go,
I want.
Please go and bring Braun. I promise you I will make sure there is some sort of gold in it for you. That's from my own pocket.
What? Well, stolen gold.
Not stolen. Please,
Kai,
just go
I don't
get
think that's a very good idea to bring up gold right now. I keep losing my accent. Sorry. I don't know what the accent is, and I keep losing it and picking it up.
It's okay. It's part of our act. We change
yeah.
voices.
So it's just a thing.
So what? We're just going to be in here till we get our heads chopped off? There's no fucking trial. There's no nothing.
We did the we
Wait,
did the
our
trial.
Heads are
you just
getting
went
chopped
there.
Off?
This yeah, you bunch of
Trinity.
Fucking crime boys.
What the fuck?
Only person.
I didn't know that.
Surprise, that's how crime works. You should
well,
have
you
fucking
don't.
Done it. Now, all right. You were too dumb to get your dinner. You no. found the stalest yeah. one in the bag. Fetch. And he throws it into the corner of your cell and it just hits the water.
I take it and I throw it back at him.
Oh, girl.
Oh, good.
Girl.
So
yeah,
go ahead
baby.
And roll an attack. Roll for accuracy.
I hope it kills
D20.
Him.
Yeah, is there? I hear some meat slapping
Can
going
my
on.
Attack bonus.
Is there some
I
wet
know
meat
if I
over
like
there?
That. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, some wet meat in that.
Ooh,
cell.
That would be a 23.
Yeah, that's gonna hit. Go ahead and roll 1d4.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely hear some wet meat slapping, Carmella.
Some Three. Wet meat slaps.
All right, so you hit him in the right in the nose, and you hear a small breaking sound.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Here. Oh, you fucking bitch. What? What is up?
What'd you just call me?
All right. I hope you both fucking rot down here. All two and a half of you.
Hey, get out of here. Get out of my shop.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm fucking out.
I go, you're going to regret this.
And he throws the final food into the other cell.
You're an evil fucking person.
And then you hear him stomp back up the stairs.
Hey.
And then the metal door opens, and the metal door
Now that
shuts.
He's gone.
Well, I ain't gonna die.
Yeah, can we just establish, can we kill him later? Because he sucked. Yes. I mean, like, really.
Trust me, guys. I'm going to get us out of here. Don't worry.
Can I cast Dancing Lights so we can all see, but I make the lights in the shape of me and Danza in the middle of the cells?
Yeah, you do that.
Can I see the lights?
Yeah, you can see the lights. It's comforting.
Hey, I'm not looking to die tomorrow.
We're not going to die.
Hey, yeah, okay.
Danza, Kamarla, I promise you, we're not going to die. I'm going to get us out of here. And then, okay. Wait, you said there's like a person in the corner of my cell?
Not your cell, the cell across from you.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Kai.
Yes?
Oh, I just got a quick question.
What's up, Danza?
What's your plan?
You know, I'm working on it.
Okay, well, maybe we can brainstorm, throw some ideas off of each other.
Well, there's windows, right? DM, what do the windows look like?
There are bars of windows.
So there are windows probably, your cells are probably 7 feet tall. And so they're probably a solid 8 inches going straight down from the ceiling. They're wider than they are longer, probably about 6 inches.
So they're long, like, would you say they're like 7 foot 4 above me? Like, or
just roughly
7 feet and 4 inches.
Why do you ask? I'm
trying to see how tall I am.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, cause I'm like a solid, like 6'8".
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can reach them.
No, I know.
So they're windows with bars.
What about that schmuck in the cell across from you, Kai?
You don't know that exists. Hey, Kai, you don't know that exists.
Hey, is there anybody? It's only us in here, right?
Wait, no, there's one other person.
What about that other person?
He's across from me. Here, I'll talk to him. Hey, you.
He's dead.
Hello?
There's no.
Hey, I'm talking to you.
Hey, Carmela. What kind of spells you got?
I got Dancing Lights, which I'm making dance right now.
I know, I see that one, I know.
Vicious Monkey. Oh, no, Vicious Mockery. Magic Missile.
Did you just write it as Vicious Monkey?
Yes.
Okay.
My pet monkey. Vicious Mockery, Magic Missile, Unseen Servant, and Fog Cloud, which I think maybe if we can get that guy to come back downstairs, maybe I can use my unseen servant to get the keys, perhaps.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That's a really good plan, Carmela. What exactly does unseen servant do?
I think he's a servant who does small menial tasks for me. I forgot what I googled earlier. So.
Or, nah.
What, Danza?
What? Nah, it probably wouldn't work.
No!
Say it anyways, we're brainstorming.
Well, I mean, it's only the oldest trick in the book. And, like, what if he probably won't fall for it. We could pretend one of us got hurt. Something like that.
I don't think he gives a fuck if we get hurt or
Well, not. I mean, the thing is, we're making such a ruckus. He has to come in. Maybe me and Carmela are fighting. Maybe he has to come in and break it up.
Yeah. How do you break up?
He's got to stop the fight.
How do you stop a fight between conjoined twins?
That's the thing. He won't know what to do.
Carmela, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm just brainstorming.
That's a great idea. Let's start now.
All right, so we're all just making noise.
No. It's got to be a fight.
Dancer. I'm punching Danza and screaming.
I'm punching you and screaming.
Okay.
Gotta give me my vapes. Give us a vape.
Interesting choice. Let me just go ahead and roll for perception. Okay. So you guys are screaming and fighting.
I have my vapes. I know you have one hidden.
Me and fighting. And and you hear there's an iron door opening. And you hear some steps. And it stops about like halfway down the stairs and you hear, "Oh! Oi! Fucking freaks! What's going on down there?"
Can I cast Unseen Servant to try and snatch his keys?
Let me pull up the rules for Unseen Servant real quick.
If it's actually unseen, I'll do it now. But if he can see it, maybe I'll. Carmela's still crying and screaming and hitting Danza this whole time.
casting it under her breath. Unseen servant, go. Get the keys.
Okay. Okay. So it has to be within 15 feet. And I think it gets to move. Yeah, it's shapeless, so it can move through things. Man, maybe I shouldn't have given you the spell.
Man, the jailbreak was too easy.
Whoops-a-daisy.
We'll be done just in time.
Great. It comes about 15. And he says, "Why, fucking freaks? What do you think you're doing?" And you cast Unseen Servant. Mm-hmm. And you're sort of just sending the Unseen Servant to try and go get these keys. Now, it's following your command, so I need Carmela to guess where the keys are.
Can I peek out and look?
Yeah, you can peek out and look. Roll a perception check.
I'm still making noise.
Okay.
How's that go? How'd that go? You look like you're really happy with how it went.
That was a 4.
Oh, great. You see a ring of keys on that belt.
Danson, go look for the keys.
She said you see the keys on the belt.
Yeah, you see the keys on the belt.
Oh, just kidding. Okay, so I go grab the keys on the belt.
All right, so you go to grab the keys on the belt, and basically what has happened now is that the Unseen Servant is just pulling on...
the clasp down to his belt!
Yeah, on just like his chainmail shirt. It's just pulling on.
Oh, God.
And so now he's looking around like, what is the... And then you actually hear this tripping noise and then a bunch of like falling downstairs noises as he falls down to the base of the stairs because he's tripped over himself trying to figure out what the fuck was going on. He's at the foot of the stairs for like a second. And he's trying to regain his composure. Is there anything happening?
Can the Unseen Servant shove him towards Kaisel?
I'm watching from the bars.
Can the Unseen Servant shove him towards Kaisel so she can maybe grab the keys?
No. It has a strength of 2. So
it's going to keep on yanking.
Why don't you mock him a little bit?
Me?
Yeah, who else? Me? Hey, you Dumbo.
Hey, idiot, you smelly.
I'm dancing. I go, Carmela, hey. Use your spell.
Oh,
you got a spell.
Vicious mockery. I cast vicious mockery on him.
All right, well, how do you viciously mock?
You are ugly and mean, and you could have given me your dinner, and you didn't, and now you're going to die for
your sins.
Carmela, you're going to kill him? What? Don't kill him, Carmela. Don't kill him.
We're going to at least put you in a cell for being really rude. You unibrow fuck.
All right, so you shout this. And he's going to...
Unibrow fuck?
He's going to make a wisdom saving throw. Great. That's a 3. So he's going to fail it. So I'm going to need you to roll 1d4 psychic damage.
Ooh, he's not going to be happy.
And then I add my spell attack bonus, right?
Yeah, no. It's just 1d4.
Oh, okay, well then 4.
Oh, shit.
Bye.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Is he dead?
Oh, no.
No!
Sold him so hard, he died.
Fuck.
Oh, no.
You bullied him to death! Or did you kill him?
Oh, you straight up bullied him to death!
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is so unexpected.
Listen, I just planned. Listen. All's fair in love and war, okay? We had to get out of here somehow.
So, wait, is he really dead?
He's just dead there.
I go, Carmela!
What?
I go, Carmela, what the fuck?
What?
I go, great job, Carmela, but damn.
I'm sorry, it was an accident.
No,
anyway,
okay.
Let's
he
get
deserved
those keys.
It. He deserved it. So he's definitely knocked out.
No, he's dead.
He's fucking dead, oh, man.
Can we try to revive him?
Yeah, he took a nasty... those were like steel stairs that he fell down, so he took some damage.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. Oh God.
Anyone got a health potion or...
No, yeah, we're not saving him. I have Wish. I'll just wish him back to life.
Yeah, you have the spell Wish.
Can we try to help him out?
So there's a dead body, and you think it might have keys on it.
Okay.
Can I use Song of Rest?
You use Song of Rest on... Well, that can only happen when you're completing a long rest with your party, and then they heal their... They can use hit dice to heal.
I would say death is a long rest.
No. I take your point, and I say, yes, all right. So he's taking a long rest, and you try to heal him, but you cannot heal what is no more.
Okay.
So...
I did my best, everybody.
So rest in peace, Guard Fangreen. May I never do your accent again. You've murdered him in cold blood. So there's a dead body laying at the feet of these steel stairs. Carmela, Danza, you can see it just out of the corner of your eye. It's probably a solid like 5 or 6 feet away from you. Kai, you can't see it at all because you're further down the hallway.
Oh, God. I go, did you guys get the keys?
Kind of, but not really yet.
So, yeah. Despite the murder, we still do not have the keys. We're working on it.
Murder?
The unseen servant.
No.
Murder?
No. No. No.
He's just sleeping. He's asleep.
He's just sleeping. It's fine.
All right, well, let's get the fucking keys.
Okay, there's a little problem. It's about 5-6 feet away from us in the cell. Hey, buddy, who's got the hoods that I don't really see right now? You know,
and you're all here talking together, and then you hear a, hey, Fangreen, why were they making all that noise?
Oh, and then I go, I don't know, but I think I'm gonna stay down here for a little bit. You don't have to worry about me. Just having some talk with the freaks.
All right, roll a deception check.
I plant my fist or my hand on my forehead.
I'm about to black out.
I got
real
life. I got 18.
Oh, no. Yes, Danza. Yes.
And then I guess from upstairs you hear, all right, just let me know if you need me to rough him around a bit.
Yeah, I will. I don't think I need it any time soon, though.
All right, you just say the word. I'll send them hounds down. Anyways, I'll shut the door. You left it open, so. Thunk.
Okay, so I took care of that.
Whoever told us to not pursue acting was so wrong, Danza. I mean, look at you. It's so good.
So,
how are we going to get these keys?
So, do
you still have the servant?
Spell? Never mind. I just had a thought. It was a very bad thought. I don't want to say.
Wait, but your last thought worked out pretty well.
Yeah, but this one is like, let's make a hair rope.
Oh, God.
I don't think we would be able to do that.
Okay, wait.
Unless somebody has super long hair. I mean... We could make a fucking hair rope. I don't know how that would work.
Why is one of you from Jersey and the other one not?
Hey. Shut up. No, I didn't mean that, Kai. I'm sorry. You've been very good to us.
Yeah, all right. I'm going
to very good to us here.
Okay, so I call out to the person in the cell across from us, and I go, hey, we have a chance to get out of here. You help us, and we'll set you free.
Oh, he might be a serial killer, but okay.
Is there any...
I say that quietly to Carmela.
Do I detect any movement? Any sort of...
Maybe that...
Are you dead?
Can I make the dancing lights go in his cell?
Cooper!
Is Cooper here?
Cooper!
Oh, yeah, Coop. Little Coops. Love
Cooper. I know Cooper.
I love
Coops. He's like in the corner, kind of in the water, just like shivering. And I pick him up and I go, hey, buddy, how you doing?
Do you have the spell to speak to animals yet?
Yes. That comes with, like, level one.
Okay, making sure.
I'm just realizing if we realized Cooper was here earlier, this man would still be alive. He could maybe still be here with us.
Maybe we didn't have to kill him. didn't. It was an accident.
But you know us. We love forgetting about
plots. Yeah, boss. Yeah.
Okay, I go, Cooper. I have a really important mission for you.
Yeah, boss.
Okay. And I kind of like am trying to warm him, and I put my breath on him like,
thanks, boss.
Yeah. So, Coop, don't freak out, but there is a body on the ground.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
Oh, no.
I just need you. You want to get out of here, right,
boss,
Cooper?
Boss, I'm just, no. I've never.
Hey, Cooper, you look at me. You are a soldier.
I'm not meant for a life of crime, boss.
This isn't a crime. This is to get us innocent people out of here. Cooper, look at me. Who loves you? Mommy loves you. Yeah, mommy loves you. And mommy trusts you. And I know you can do this.
What is it you're asking me to do, boss?
There's a set of keys on the guard. Donza and Kamala know where they... Where are the keys?
They're on his bone.
Okay, they're on his bone.
I'm sorry, did you just say that they're on his bone?
His bode.
Abode, yeah, which I really am not sure what that is.
His body.
Oh.
His body.
All right. Cooper,
it's like slang.
There's a set of keys on his body. I need you to go get them so I can set us free. Come on, Cooper. I'll get you whatever you want once we're out and get this case solved, okay?
All right, boss.
I give him a big hug and a kiss and I go, you can do it, buddy.
Hold on.
And I go and I let him through one of the bars and I go, go free.
And so Cooper skitters. You two see Cooper running across the edge of your field of Fijon. And then you are in. You hear some jangling around this dead body. Very ferret-like whimpers, perhaps of disgust and fear.
I'm sorry, little buddy.
And then you hear a dragging noise as Cooper comes into your sight, and Cooper is walking backwards, because in his teeth he's dragging a set of keys. And so he's walking past your guys' cell, so you're watching the keys pass you, because obviously Cooper's taking them to Kai, so you guys are letting that happen.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
and so they are taken back to Kai. Kai, Cooper appears with a set of keys.
You did it, Cooper! You did it!
I did it, boss.
Okay, so I go over and I get the keys from him.
All right, you pick up the keys. There's about 25.
Oh, fucking shit.
Hey,
I don't know.
I got the keys, guys. I'm going to get us out. And I try every key.
You try every key. Go ahead and roll me a d20, and I'm going to see how close you get to the number.
Okay.
See how long it takes you.
It's a 13.
Okay. Maybe 4 minutes pass before you're able to get.
Oh, God damn it. All right, so I got it.
Yeah. And so just
you get it yet.
And just as your gate begins to open, you hear iron doors opening.
Oh shit. Fuck.
Is
there anywhere to hide?
All right, you can pull it back closed. You can close the cell again.
Kai, if you let us out real quick, we can pretend like we escaped. We can hide behind you, Kai.
Or unseen servant, I can trip him on the stairs.
No, don't do that again.
Oh my god. I don't know. Is there any sort of
make a decision?
What does the room look like?
The iron door is opening.
Come on. You gotta make a decision. You can let us out. We can hide behind you.
I get out and run.
Okay, so
you're fucking leaving us?
No!
You guys,
you're fucking leaving us?
I killed for you.
Oh, I go with you guys. Trust me on this. I'm not leaving you.
All right, so you guys, Kai, you jump out, and you guys are. Let me just re-illustrate.
She fucking left us. I'm coming back.
All right, so you are in a room which looks like this, Kai. So you have exited your cell, and you have chosen the option of run. Now, there's really only one way to run, and that's down the hallway towards the set of iron stairs that you hear the noise coming from. So you are advancing toward the action. rather than away from it. I will remind you that you are unarmed. You have none of your weapons on you.
Okay.
And you are heading straight up toward the source of the
noise. I have a spell called Fog Cloud.
How close is the whoever opened the iron door?
All right, so they are opening the iron door.
Like, do I have enough time to unlock their cell door?
I need you to make a decision. You don't know if you have enough time. You can either risk it and have them get the jump on you, or don't unlock them at all and leave them there. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I unlock her. All right, guys, come on.
All right, so you spend time
unlocking them. I cast Fog Cloud.
You cast what?
Fog Cloud.
Fog Cloud?
Oh. Stop, don't waste all your spells,
okay,
dude.
Okay, then I lost. It's too just late. Kidding.
No, that's not how Dungeons & Dragons work. You don't get to
hand.
Do something and then be discouraged by your friends. You have cast Fog Cloud. And so the second you hear
we're attached.
I grab Kai's hand.
So the second that the door to the Carmella and Danza's cell unlocks, Carmella casts this spell and the entire bottom floor is just enshrouded in fog. Vape clouds, if you will.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And it's just a one big basement of vape.
I breathe in real good.
You breathe in real good.
I get all those vape juices in me and I breathe them out.
Yeah. Good. And at the top of the stairs you hear, hey, fan, oh my god, oh no,
sorry about that, lad, we're just lighting up a
Rowland
vape.
Rowland! And then you hear him.
Oh, he's got my fucking vape.
I did a little whistle.
That was good,
yeah.
Thank you,
really
good.
You hear the... But I want you to go up a little at the end.
Wait.
That's actually not quite what I wanted, but I'll take it. All right, this is the end of the whistling segment of our podcast. Thank you very much. And then you hear, woof, 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 woof.
Oh, I go, Cooper, get in my breasts.
And what are you guys fucking up to?
Do I see any, like, kind of, like, anything that I can use as a weapon around?
A body.
Like a torch?
Yes.
No,
you go over to Fangreen's body and you find a rapier.
Oh. Dope.
And can so a rapier is going to be...
It's a D8.
Yeah.
Plus strength, unless you're using finesse, that's dex.
Yeah, so it's going to be a D8.
1D8 plus...
Your strength.
Can we perhaps take his jacket to hide our scent?
Okay. All right.
Is it going to fit?
Danza and Carmella.
They're
a halfling,
saying?
So.
Yeah.
Carmella shakes the jacket off. Well, you guys actually have to, it's a combined effort. That kind of doesn't work with one hand. So
I mean,
both.
We get dressed in the morning, so.
Yeah.
We know how to put on a jacket.
Yeah.
I believe you. You guys shake the jacket off, put it on yourselves. There's also a dagger there for Danza to pick up.
Sick.
And then things get a little crazy.
Okay.
Roll initiative.
Oh, goodness gracious. We are in quite the pit bull.
Got a 4.
Oh, we're rolling initiative?
Mm-hmm.
I exploded.
Nice.
8.
So Danza at top. Okay. Would Kai get?
A 4.
Okay. So then after that, what'd you get, Carm?
8.
Okay. So after that, it goes. And then. All right. So you hear woof 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 woof. Yeah, not in a cute way.
Aww.
I would like to maintain that literally each one of you is going to start taking disadvantage on their attack rolls.
Because you can't see Jack fucking shit. The flog
cloud. God. Thanks,
Carmella.
I thought we could escape. Okay.
You can definitely try to, so Danza. Oh, yeah, sorry. I actually have to. You rolled a natural 20. Mm-hmm. You rolled an 8. So the fun part about this is I actually take the average of your two scores. And that's where I put you in initiative, and you both go at the same time. So the middle point between a 20 and an 8 is a 14?
No.
And yes. Yeah, I was looking at Cameron because Cameron's smarter than all
I thought
of us.
When you said 14, I pictured 12. Sorry.
Great. All right, but fortunately for you, that means both Danza and Carmella get to go first. So, Danza.
Oh, sick. Fuck, what's happening? Is any other hounds here?
No.
Oh. Are they close? Can I hear them?
You hear them, like, appearing at the top of the stairs.
Wait, Kai!
What?
Wait, the meat! We gotta get the meat in her cell! Carmella, let's get the meat!
What? Okay.
Oh. Can we go get the meat?
You go get the meat.
Okay, so we got the meat.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Is that my... Or do I get more? Can
I
do more?
A little bit more.
Oh, fuck,
I mean,
yeah.
You're two people, so...
What if...
That's technically your action, so...
Yeah, so it's
Carmella's
Carmella.
Action is next.
What if we unlock the catatonic guy's cell and then go back in ours and pretend like we don't know what happened?
What if we put the meat on him?
Okay.
What if we throw him in the cell, put the meat on him?
That's a good idea. Let's do that.
Okay, so you take the meat, you throw it on the guy. It's a corpse, fresh one.
I take off my socks and I put them on him when we put him in the...
And then you take off your socks, you put them on
for our scent.
Right, and then you're going back into your cell?
No, we put him in our cell.
Oh, yeah. You put him in...
We put the meat on top, we put our socks with that, okay, so the dogs think...
That's like six actions, but I'm going to let it happen anyways because I'm a benevolent god.
Yay.
That's
like
six because this is a one-shot.
This is a shit show.
and so then what, but like once you put him in your cell, what the fuck are you doing?
We have his scent on us, so they're not going to attack us.
They still have eyes.
We're going to go in Kai's cell and just hide out.
All right, so then you retreat into Kai's cell.
And if we hear them all go after the body, we're going to lock them in.
Yeah. Great.
So you want me to try and get them in the cell?
No. We want you to go back in your cell with us because we got the meat with the body in our cell. So we want them to go in because it's open. And when
it's not just a hound, it's a person, too.
No, there's hounds. It's multiple
hounds.
Hopefully
because the hounds can't see and they can only smell right now, they'll follow our scent onto his body with the meat, and the human will follow the dogs. All right, and
you're having a really fun time explaining that, but you can't really do that in Dungeons
&
Dragons.
So there's no, I don't hear any footsteps.
You hear there's at least one person at the top of the stairs, but it looks like the dogs are going down first, and that was the last thing you saw before the cloud of fog showed up.
I say we just get the dogs in there for now.
All right, so they have done this and then retreated back into your cell. Kai, what are you doing?
I'm sorry, guys, I can't go back in the cell. I kind of just stay up against the wall.
We're not...
All right,
know, but you guys, there's a person up there.
Let her
and,
live her truth. We can do this.
Who probably has, like, a set of keys, too.
And they, you hear hounds come just barreling down the iron stairs. It's a very foreboding sound, the sound of claws on iron as the hunt sort of begins. And obviously they cannot see, but they don't need to because they're fucking dogs. And smell happens really quickly. And so there, you can't really distinguish. You could roll to see if you could really tell how many there are.
Now I'm stressed because I realized I made the wrong choice.
Well, that's the kind of fun that I love in Dungeons & Dragons.
Now I'm like, I get it.
Okay. So you hear a... you can't see what the hounds are really doing. You can kind of hear, so everyone roll a perception check.
21.
16.
Oh. 21,
16. 4. All right. Carmella.
Average of 4 and
Kai,
16.
You hear It's not averages. I know. You hear that two dogs have gone into the cell. No one's really there to shut the door on them.
She's outside.
I can. Can I go and shut the door on them?
Here's the thing, though, is you step to do that, and there's a dog right fucking in front of you. So, it's going to take an attack real quick, and then you can decide what to do after that.
I'm sorry, Danza.
So.
It's okay.
Oh.
You just were doing what you thought was best.
And you are going to take 5 damage as it just bites the fucking shit out of your thigh. You actually hear a small like water droplet as one of your stones that's on your thigh falls off into the water.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry, but
I'm gonna have to kill this dog. All
right. Well, we don't have to. We could. Oh god.
And then it is Kai's turn.
Oh my god. Okay, I take my stone that fell out.
You're gonna spend time looking for it in the water.
No, I'm not actually.
Okay.
oh my god. Okay, I go and I.
So I'm going to be. I'm
okay,
going to remind
I run past the dog.
All right, so I'm going to remind you of the rules of Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes,
if you run past an enemy's space and you're not attacking them, they do get an attack of opportunity.
Oh.
If you're going to try attacking again, but you can still go forward and try to shut that gate. So that's what's going to happen now. They're just going to get an attack of opportunity. It's an 8. It's a 10, so you don't have to worry about it, but the dog did try to hit you again. So you are at the gate. Luckily for you, you have the keys.
Uh-huh.
So you shut it, and I want you to roll to see if you can remember which key unlocks and lock that again. So this is just straight up luck.
I got an 11.
Yeah. It's going to take the rest of your turn, but you can probably make it happen.
Okay.
And after that, maybe something takes its turn. Maybe not. You can't hear or tell. But then it is up to Carmella and Danza again.
Oh, shit. What do we do?
Are all the dogs locked away?
There's still one out.
There's one.
Okay.
Should we go out?
Yeah.
We could all fight the dogs.
We open.
All right, so you open.
Wait, how do we see where the dog is?
No, you're surrounded by fog.
Oh, so like it's not close to the door of the cell?
You know, no, it's closer to Kai. And I would like to remind you just how thick that vape cloud is.
Yeah.
Can I dissipate it?
Yes, you can.
Could take a. Oh yeah, you can.
Should I do that?
I'm not your mom.
I'm just thinking about it. Danza, what do you think?
I think do what we need to. I mean, whatever.
whatever.
I'll keep it up for now.
Okay, then we leave. I don't know what to do. I can't do anything, so I don't know what to do.
Let's just
we should get out of here.
Towards the door. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get the hell out of here. Let's just run.
Yeah. Let's just
let's
run.
Let's go. Let's go. We'll leave the fog up and go.
All right. So you guys start hurtling towards the stairs, and just as they come into your view, you come into their view, and you actually collide with a guard. So hard that both of you end up knocked onto the ground. And it is the guard's turn. And they are going to spend their action getting up and their movement sort of staying to sort of deal with you. They're not moving anywhere, so their turn is just getting up. And then the dog is going again. Kai, you kind of take two steps back because the second that the two dogs that are...
Wait, we ran?
What?
We ran?
Yeah. What? You decided to run? Up the stairs?
Okay.
You
did. I don't know where I was.
You said, whatever.
But that was before that.
So you've collided. You're on the ground right before the stairs. So you were, like, coming down the stairs, and you were about to try and escape up the stairs is what I thought was decided. Cool. Cool beans. And then you've collided with a guard. You're both on the ground. The guard stands up. Then it is the dog's turn. Kai, you sort of have the wherewithal to not stay right at the bars, because the second the dogs kind of find out that they've been duped, they're, like, launching themselves against the bars. And you still have another dog on you that you have turned your back to. So it is going to, with its scent still up, attack you again. That's going to do it. That was above a 20. So you're going to take another 7 damage.
Oh, God.
So.
Oh, my God.
You take another 7 damage. Kai, your turn.
Kill the dog. All right, I go. Well, what am I supposed to do? Run past him, just chases me and gets me again? I go, how about this? I take my fist and I, like, punch the dog.
Okay.
Like, punch the dog in the head.
Okay, you punch the dog in the head. I don't understand
somehow
how
that's better than killing it.
Maybe understand. It'll knock it out. Somehow.
All right, go ahead and roll an attack.
What's 18 plus 7? 25.
All right, so that's going to hit. Go ahead and roll damage. 1d4 plus your strength.
Okay, that's a 6.
Okay, so you hear a dog whimper as you bat this thing in the side of the head, and it sort of falls to the side a little bit. But it still looks like it's relatively standing. So you did 5?
6.
6. Okay. It's still standing. It looks like sad and wounded, though, and its ear's bleeding a little bit.
God
but
damn it.
Then it is up to Danza, Carmella. Now, it'll take an action to get up, and you can use your move action to continue running.
I do also I have a bonus action.
Oh, nice. So, yeah. So
yeah,
just sort of figure
combat.
It out.
I think you should dissipate the fog now.
Okay, I dissipate the fog. All right,
okay, so what's the scene look like, real quick?
All right, so there is... you look up the stairs as far as you can see. No one else is up there. There's one more guard down here, and then the one guard dog, and then the two guard dogs in the cell.
What are you thinking, Carmilla?
Well, I don't know if we'll be able to get out just attacking the guard and leaving Kai with the dog. Maybe we should go help Kai? Or
remember, you both get one attack, so
yeah.
Okay, well then shall we take on the guard?
And Molly, you should be looking up what magic missile does.
Oh yes. Oh, I know what magic missile does, and I guess I could use magic missile. So I guess I'll use magic missile on the guard.
Danza gets to go first.
I get to go first.
Yes, because you rolled higher.
Oh jeez. Who are we attacking?
The guard?
I don't know. You guys can split it up, because one of you is long range, one of you is short range.
So there's one guard, two dogs?
Three.
Three dogs, one guard, two guards, one cup.
Three dogs, one guard. One guard dead on the ground. That's what you got right now.
Sorry, I just banged the mic with my headphone.
Yeah, so I'll do maybe one magic missile on the dog and two on the guard.
Yeah, I'll do I guess I'll do the guard that got hit.
Okay.
I'll just slice it.
Alright. Okay, so Danza, go ahead and roll.
Yeah, that's a 17.
Oh yeah, that'll do it.
Okay. 4 damage.
Alright, thank you for your 4 damage, your contribution. You get them right in that calf meat.
Oh.
Just that juicy
oh
calf
God.
Meat.
Oh, God.
You know, it's a really nice
oh
piercing,
God. No.
Piercing of the calf
no.
meat. the calves.
No.
Carmella, it's your turn.
Okay, so I'm going to do two magic missiles on the dog. Or one on the dog, two on the guard. So we have to roll to see if they hit?
You don't have to roll, right, Zil?
I don't think so.
Magic missile? Am I asking magic
missile. No, it's
1d4s, right?
Yeah, it's an auto hit, so you just roll damage.
Okay, so it's 1d4 plus 1. Okay, so that is 7 for the guard and 3 for the dog.
All right.
Oh, wait, well. No, 2 for the dog.
Okay, so, you know how just guns to the head kind of do a
oh fuck
kablammy thing?
Oh no!
There's another kablammy thing happening here. in which yo, Jesus, Carmella, you vicious as fuck. This man has this woman's head explodes. and it just oh there's debris God. Everywhere. it's a very loud, God. Very jarring sort of event. And then you hear a whimper of a dog as they're hit as well, sort of in the back thigh. The calves, okay. as you might call them. but yeah, you just made a man's head explode.
Oh, Jesus! Oh, God! I didn't mean for all this carnage!
Oh, God! Oh, God! His head exploded! What the fuck, Carmella?
Does a 15 hit your AC, Kai?
No.
What?
I have a 17.
This is her, like, level 7.
Yeah, but what... Yeah,
I have had a 17 since the beginning.
Yeah, I think she has.
I have.
I think she has, honestly.
There's literally no eraser marks, even on the other one, too.
Yeah, all right. So, nope, that doesn't hit. So okay. the dog tries to bite you, and it doesn't do the thing. So...
Okay, I run away.
Up the stairs?
Yeah, I run towards up the stairs.
All right, it's going to get an attack of opportunity.
Oh, that's fucking right. That was...
All right, that's an 18, so eat my dick. You are going to take... How many hit points do you have?
20.
You're going to take 9 damage.
Oh my god.
The iron fist. And then Kai. So you're just running up those stairs?
Well, now I'm going to attack the goddamn dog.
Well, no, you've run out of its space. That was the attack of opportunity. It's a reflection of that action.
Oh, okay. I go, Carmella Danza, let's go. I'm still running up the stairs. Like, I'm trying to get
out. So you're running up the stairs. You're just running straight through the door?
Well, I open the door shut behind the person?
Yes.
Okay, I open the door. It's locked.
You got keys.
All right, I try to unlock the goddamn door with all 25 of my keys. All
right, so you start unlocking the door. Danza, Carmella, it's your turn. You are now outside of combat.
We are?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the dog?
Where's the dog?
There's the two dogs in the... Oh, wait, sorry. There's one dog left up. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Is he hurt? Is he fighting still?
Yeah, he's chasing after Kai.
Okay.
Help.
Kai, you keep going.
Kai.
Just keep running.
Kai, go.
Just keep running.
Get the dog.
Go home, Kai. Go home.
Go to your home.
You are my home, you guys.
Kai.
Oh, my God.
Kai, as long as you know, as long as we're in your memories, we're always with you.
I hope you're taking a turn while saying all this.
Yeah.
But I'm with you guys, too.
If we don't meet up again one day,
no,
remember
don't
us.
Say that.
I'm
don't
just saying
say
it.
That.
Okay. When we meet up again one day.
You'll find us.
You'll find us.
I'm not leaving without
you. Get out of here, Kai. Kai, get out of here.
Get the dog. I'm not leaving without you. I still haven't even unlocked this door, so we're still down here. I can't even go if I wanted to.
All right, Kai, go ahead and roll a d20. Roll d20 to see.
Can I add something to it?
No, it's a luck draw.
14.
All right. You find the right lock.
Okay.
You're the door. Is unlocked now.
Okay. Come on, guys. Let's go. I got the door unlocked.
Kai, we'll fend off this guard.
It's a dog.
It's a dog? The guard's dead? Oh, well, my eyes. Maybe I need glasses.
And so the door opens, and you hear a voice go, oh, thanks. The door was, hey, wait a second.
Go, oh, God.
And there's a guard literally standing
on the other side of the door. You can look past. Can you can I see talk? That there's another guard like sitting at a desk.
Kaiko.
There's
guard.
Only there's
bolt.
So bolt. There's that many around.
God, I can't.
And then Carmella
friends.
And Danza are reaching the top of the stairs with you, I do believe.
Okay. Kai, you gotta go.
Well, you're gonna go with me.
Kai, we can't run that fast.
No.
Kai.
Just run with me, okay? Run with me.
Okay, yeah, we'll run with you. Okay. You keep running. Don't
and we'll
look
just
back.
See what happens.
Okay, Kai.
All right, so you were running past this guard. Luckily, you surprised them so they don't get an attack of opportunity.
Okay.
So you're running past them and you're bolting toward the door.
Yeah.
All right.
I turn around and see if Carmella and Danza are behind me.
They have They have taken out their weapons and they are facing the guard, who seems determined to follow you. With the instructions for you to run.
I'm not going without them. I go back.
Kai. Kai, you have so many opportunities to just get out.
I can't.
Let us do this for you, Kai.
Listen, you're so young. You have so many years. We're 43.
You just can't take a heroic moment, can ya? You gotta be the center of attention. Oh, Kai.
Danza, shut up. I got
vape at my funeral. Think of Cooper.
Vape at a funeral, Kai.
Yeah.
Just go. We
got
this.
You're not
gonna die. Kai, if you trust us, you'll know that we got this. Kai, trust us.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I run.
All right.
I blow them a kiss. I go fist in the air and I run.
All right. So with a final fist to the air, you salute Danza and Carmella and you disappear into the dark and stormy night. There's heavy rain fallout. You can tell that perhaps that there weren't as many guards in the jail because most of them were out at Fall Fest. Tonight was the biggest part of the celebration. A hero's gauntlet, in fact. You hear the sounds of competition and merriment just up the street a few ways, and you are now a wanted fugitive. And all that there is left for you to do is run. And that is all you can do, is run from Bronze Enchanted Traveling Circus of Wonderment, Merry, and Joy, the actual name being... To run from Bronze Enchanting Circus Spectacular, to run from your friends Carmella and Danza, to run from your longest time crush Braun and that bitch who you think honestly framed you, Trinity, to run from your best friend of 5 years, Franza, Duncan, who brought you tea when you were sick, and Andra, who taught you her favorite fairy lullabies. You run because that's all you can think of to do. Sydney Foltz, I now have a job for you. I'm going to ask you to stand up. Take that chair and go sit next to Cameron in the recording booth. And enjoy what follows. I would like to reiterate that none of the following knowledge is Kai's knowledge. But I am bequeathing Sydney Foltz with this knowledge as a gift.
Oh, my heart's dropped. I'm going to cry. Oh.
So please go take the chair.
Hey.
Go sit.
God.
And enjoy what I've crafted you to follow.
Sid, trust us.
Yeah, trust us.
Trust us.
I do trust you guys. I'm just nervous.
All right, go, Sid. All right. Danza.
Yeah.
Carmella,
mm-hmm.
Everything seems to be going exactly to plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have fulfilled phase one.
Of course.
Stealing the gold.
Mm-hmm.
Getting you and Kai arrested.
Yeah.
Convincing Trinity that you did it by leaving key pieces of evidence. And you have let Kai run as a fugitive.
Yeah.
So you watch her leave.
And I crack my one knuckle.
And there seems to be sort of one job left now, and that's to finish off the witnesses.
Yeah.
Murder most fiel.
Yes. So there are two guards here on the jail main floor.
And I assume that you're just planning on taking care
of them. Oh, yeah.
We
just kill them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just kill them.
Yeah. Do we just get to kill them?
Yeah, I'm going to say you just go ahead and kill
okay,
them.
Okay, after we kill them, I go, oh, my fucking God, that accent.
I was waiting for you to not... I swear to God.
I had to wait. I had to wait till she was fucking gone.
It's not even good, honestly. I mean, like, it's good, but it's...
Okay.
Oh, I accidentally killed the guard. Oh, jeez. No.
Yeah, I know. That was really good, though. Oh, dude, what the fuck did you just do? Yeah, okay.
What? I made a whoopsie. God. Anyways.
How fucking dumb can you be, you know?
God. Well, she was nice. She's nice.
Yeah,
nice
I guess. Girl. So
we have.
I would like to say that. Hey, how about we get that guy and that meat out of our cell?
Well, can we high five first? Can we have a?
Can we what?
Can we high five each let's... other?
What?
We high five each other.
Oh yeah, we high five.
Yeah. So you guys high five.
So what we're gonna do?
Yeah. So you know that there's like a limited timeline, but you've sort of planned it out at this point.
Yeah. So we take the body out of our cell. We put him out. We put the meat. Chuck the meat back into Kai's cell.
Yeah.
Do I see anything on the ground or anything?
Go ahead and roll a perception.
Can I also?
I got an 18.
Yeah. So you do see that amethyst that fell onto the ground.
Okay. I'm gonna scoop that up. I'm gonna hide that in my shoe.
All right. Good.
What do you say? What do you say, Carmela? Anything you want to wrap up?
You want to kill that other guy in the cell over there?
Yeah, what's up with that other guy in the cell?
That was just a corpse. You can tell.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's just a corpse. Let's just... How about we lock ourselves back in the cell?
Well, no, we have one more job to finish. We do have...
Oh, yeah, but wait. Let's get this done first. And then we'll talk about the next plan. We're going to lock ourselves back in the cell. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to use Unseen Servant to put the keys back in the guard's body.
Don't we have to go pay someone a visit?
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, we do. Sorry, completely forgot. Yeah, so we're going to go.
She's forgettable, honestly.
Yeah, literally, totally, like, blew over, but it is, like, seriously the key piece that we need to do. So
literally.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, so we're going to go get the key.
Let's go get that key.
All right, so you guys, with the same jacket from the guard, and using sort of the stealth skills that you have acquired over the years, you make your way back through the town of Blackwater. Through several alleys, through several things, you are conjoined halflings in someone else's coat, drenched in water and blood. And you are making your way back to where Bronze Enchanting Circus Spectacular is currently staying during Fall Fest. And it is the middle of the night.
Yes.
And you have the pleasure of knowing that Trinity never stays up past midnight. Because she claims she needs her beauty sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the two of you sneak into her bedroom. Rip the key you were looking for off her chest. And then Danza plunges a dagger into her heart.
And she like opens, she's like, ugh, right? She like opens her eyes. And as soon as... I plunge it into her. I go, you know, Trinity, it's not us doing this, you know? We're not doing this.
Yeah, it's not us.
They're going to know the real person behind this. They're going to know Kai did this to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I take the gem from my shoe, and I plant it near the body.
You smart motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So you plant this amethyst at the scene of the crime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere that made it, maybe it just like fell off.
Yeah, just in the heat of the murder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then all that's left to do
is we go back. We lock ourselves in our cell. We use Unseen Servant to put the keys back and we just wait.
You wait.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get my socks back from the guy.
Yeah. And when the guards return... To see this heinous crime, you play the role of astounded witnesses that a person you loved so much could have committed acts so treasonous.
She just went fucking crazy. I don't even know what happened.
It was the scariest thing.
And then it takes you hours to even find out that Kai went And you overhear, they leave the iron door open because investigators are coming and going. And it takes you a while to even overhear through chatter that Kai, on her rampage out of town when she escaped, had gone and killed her arch nemesis in a heat of jealousy. And you hear them discussing whether...
She killed her?
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
I mean, I knew they had issues, but jeez.
God, I knew something was off about her ever since I saw her break out and kill those guards.
You think you know someone, and then
you think
they
you
kill
know someone.
Like five people in one night. It's crazy.
And you know,
I thought she was my friend.
Oh,
she told me to trust her, and then she just went off and she did that. And you know, I really thought she didn't take the money, but now I guess she did. And she just
Now
I'm scared that she's gonna come after us.
Yeah. So there you overhear talks of whether or not they're going to send out a sort of bounty hunting troop to go hunt and take her down, because the murder was pretty brutal and brutal. The money was so much, and you hear that apparently Bronna decided not to send bounty hunters after him because the crown the city wouldn't have paid for it, so Bronna would have had to. So you overhear, especially after you were exonerated and released 4 days later, let go from jail. Obviously, you had not committed this crime.
No.
You were released.
Yeah.
And you go to the tree at the edge of town that you had buried the lockbox under. You dig it up. And with your newfound money, your newfound artifact, you hit the road, ready to conquer some worlds.
Peace out.
We talked to Bron previously about, you know, that happened and we just don't know.
Yeah, you guys...
Longer.
So
that happened, and it was just like
so scarred by the crimes which had befallen you.
Yeah.
So I don't think we could have stayed.
No.
Yeah. It's too traumatizing.
But thank you, Bron, for everything that you've done for us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pass it on forward.
And then you leave to pass it on forward indeed. And this was not Kai's background story, but the story of how Carmella and Danza got away with murder.
Hi. I hope you enjoyed that episode of Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice. Oh boy, I have been sitting on that one for months. And I think she's a little surprised. But if you want to see how surprised she truly was, then this announcement is for you. At midnight tonight, right as this episode is being released, we are launching officially, surprise, our Patreon account. You guys have been asking for it. We sat back. We wanted to make sure we delivered really good bonuses, really good prizes for pledges, and we've done just that, and we've made a really awesome product for you guys. This has been sort of in the works for a while now, but we decided to do it because we sat and we have a conversation. We can either stop at Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice and just work on making this a really good product, or we can do what we've always wanted to do, which was make it bigger and better and everything we've ever dreamed of. So, if that sounds even remotely interesting to you, if the words spin-off podcast with Phoebe sounds interesting to you, if you've grown to love us over the last year, please, at least go look at patreon.com/dungeonsdice, see what we're offering. If you want to join the really cool community, we have a private Discord channel, we have signed posters, we have two new exclusive podcasts that will stay only on Patreon for at least a year. We have it all. Join tonight and tomorrow, you will see a full-length recorded visual of Sid's reaction as she was in the recording studio with Cameron, as well as an introduction to someone new on our team, and a little Q&A with Cid herself when we brought her back in after the reveal sort of happened. This is the kind of stuff that we can't really put on a feed, that we can't really put just like up on a Twitter or a Tumblr. So what better to do than to make it a perk for you to enjoy. And if we get more than 20 Patreons this week, if we get more than 20 patrons this week, we will be doing an exclusive giveaway for just them, which is very nice odds, methinks. So stay tuned for that as well. As always, you can find us on Twitter at Dungeons Dice. You can find Cameron, who does all our music, at CamBop. I am so excited to see a bunch of you at C2E2 a month from now. We're getting ready for that. Speaking of, any rehearsals we do will go up on Patreon as well. Man, good content up there. Besides that, I will see you guys next week for a regular episode. I just thought you might want to learn about this first. And I will see you next week, where our adventure will continue.